This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's be real clear here, shall we? This was a good jobs report, a really good jobs report, in fact. However, as with almost all things economic, it was not all sunshine and light. Marketplace's Adrienne Hill takes us to the dark side.
Sorry to play spoiler, to rain on the bright and shiny economic parade going on today. But if you dig deep into the jobs report, one of the fastest growing parts of the job market is the one that pays the least.
One of the leading sectors that added the most number of jobs was the food and beverage services and drinking places.
William Rogers is an economist at Rutgers University. Those new restaurant and bar jobs made up about a quarter of the total number of jobs created in July. They pay about $331 a week. An average weekly paycheck for a private sector job is more like $745. Nicole Smith is an economist at Georgetown University. She says there are a couple ways to look at the bounce in hospitality jobs.
So on the one hand, you can think of the growth of that as an indicator of confidence in the economy.
More of us are going out, paying someone else to pour us a beer. On the other hand, for some folks working these jobs,
it can be difficult if there's no place for you to go, there's no chance at upward mobility.
There's a broader economic implication of a growing number of low-paid jobs. Slow wage growth overall. Jed Kolko is chief economist at Indeed.com.
Faster growth of lower wage industries brings down the overall average of wages.
It's not the only explanation, he says, but one to keep in mind, even if it does bring you down from your jobs report high. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.